Hello, my name is Ina Saltz. This is Type Radio from New York. Now we're talking.
Is there anything you hate about magazine design?
You know, I hate it when I see bad magazine design because it's upsetting to me just as it is upsetting to me when I go to a fine restaurant and the menu is badly designed. I feel there are, you know, that people should educate themselves. And there is something I hate. I hate it when I look at a magazine and I can tell that the ad salespeople are really running that magazine, not the editorial people. It's always a competitive struggle for space and the arrangement of the pages. And when I see that the ad sales, I can tell right away that the ad salespeople, they've taken all the right-hand pages, they've broken up the editorial well with ads, fractionals are running rampant throughout the magazine, and there's no excuse for that.
So you are really in favor of a distinct...
Well.
Between
and that's
two.
What I spoke about in Holland. I was invited to Holland by the biggest publishing company in Holland. They have 75 magazines. And among other things, including designing successful newsstand covers, I talk about pacing and flow throughout the magazine. And interestingly, they were not all that convinced. Of course, I was invited by a publisher, and she was kind of appalled when I emphasized that they must have an editorial well, that is where the voice of the magazine is established, that is where you win your reader's loyalty, that is where the reader can discover who you are uninterrupted by ads. There needs to be a well. And she was very disturbed by that.
Yeah, that's their source of income. I mean, isn't that the main...
You can have 50-50 ad-to-edit ratio and have a
50-50 even?
50-50, which is the sort of standard in America. I don't know what it is in Holland.
I think it's less, but it may be wishful thinking.
You know, I think that is a kind of thing that's been arrived at as being, you know, fiscally successful, but also giving your readers enough editorial matter that they feel it's worth buying or subscribing to the magazine. I know things are different over there because there's subscriptions and newsstand are comparable in the cost. And here, a subscription is much, much cheaper, and the newsstand is much higher. So it's a different economic model. But nonetheless, I think you still want to keep your readers' loyalty, and the way you do that is with an editorial well.
Well, on a personal level, I sort of hate it when I'm being at a newsstand, sort of flipping through to like 12 or 15 pages before getting to something that you actually want to read. So,
are you talking about American magazines now?
Well, no, not particularly, but also American. But
yeah, and also finding the table of contents, which is often buried. Those are my pet peeves. Yes.
Okay. Good.
And is there one magazine that you would really love to redesign that you haven't?
Oh, that I'd love to redesign. So there are many, actually.
Yeah.
Mostly, I think it would be most satisfying to take something that looks really, really bad, because you can make such a difference.
Yeah, it's a lot easier to also say before and after as opposed to something...
Exactly. There are a lot of magazines that could need redesigning. I can't think of one in particular. There are also many fabulously designed magazines. Some of the finest art directors in the world today are doing some of the top American magazines. But I also just got back from the Stanford Professional Publishing course, where I also speak, and many of the participants there were international. And so I got to see a lot of magazines that I normally don't see here. Magazines from Singapore and Indonesia and Malaysia and Spain and Mexico. And it is delightful to see how much good magazine design there is out there, which unfortunately we don't get a chance to see here.
And so now the book that you've
I don't want to jinx anything, but I think I have a publisher for my book. I also the reason this book came about is I also write a regular column for Step Inside Design magazine, and one of the columns I wrote last year was called Typographic Tattoos. I happen to be well. I'll just say that led to a fascination or an obsession with typographic tattoos, which I then started seeing everywhere. And so I realized there was much more material than a little article could manage. And so I thought that needed to be a book.
Okay.
And last year at TypeCon, we're at TypeCon 2005, but last year at 2004 in San Francisco, I found a number of participants at TypeCon who had wonderful typographic tattoos, including Dan Radigan, who's here today, who, on the strength of his tattoos, without seeing his portfolio, I hired him to be an adjunct instructor where I teach at City College.
That's cool.
But for example, I was Tony.
Tony, yes, and I shot Tony. Yes, I shot Tony. I shot, and of course Brian Bonislawski, who has a fantastic arm of tattoos. Of he is a type designer, so his are exquisitely rendered and well thought out and well planned as a group of tattoos.
Typeradio.org.